This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is Total Information AM. That's Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. Continued investment in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood by a longtime neighborhood partner, Doorways, has been serving the community since the 1980s. And they are teaming up with Boca Pharmacy Group at Elliott Place, located in the 1100 block of North Jefferson. The facility included residential plus a new pharmacy. Joining us in studio, Opal Jones, president and CEO of Doorways, and Jacob Jamron of Boca Pharmacy Group. He is the CEO. Great to have you both on KMOX.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
It is great to see you. So tell us, let's go residential first. Tell us about the residential housing at Elliott Place, Opal.
Yeah, well, it's just an exciting time for Doorways and Boca Pharmacy today. So we are having our grand opening at noon, and we're celebrating the opening of phase two of the Jefferson Avenue campus that Doorways built, which originally opened 2 years ago. So this is the second phase, which adds an additional 39 units of permanent supportive housing for individuals living with HIV who are co-diagnosed with another illness. It could be substance use disorder, it could be mental health conditions, but basically they're dually diagnosed. And it's important that this building opened up on this campus because we have other offerings there, such as our food pantry, behavioral health services, career services, and one-to-one care coordination. Now, with the addition of this pharmacy, we're able to add 360 degrees of support so that individuals can be stabilized in their housing, receive their medications, and care for their HIV.
Jacob, let's talk about how Boca got involved and why this was an important project.
First, good morning. Well, we've been working with Doorways for about 8 years now. They built out this new campus on Jefferson, and when they presented me the opportunity to put a pharmacy there, I was really excited about it, and I thought it would be something not only for Doorways, but for the community at large.
How did Boca start? Take me back to the very beginning.
Well, how did Boca start? I went to pharmacy school in Brooklyn, New York, and became a pharmacist. And when I was in school, I wanted to open a pharmacy while I was in there. And when I finished college, I purchased one and started my business.
And there we have it.
There you have it.
It sounds like this is a great idea because I imagine when you're trying to help people and they live all over and they may or may not have access to resources close by, it's much more difficult to achieve your goals, Opal, right? As opposed to having all of the resources in one spot.
Yeah, and that was the primary vision behind this campus. So when you think about a person who's living with HIV, they're low-resourced, oftentimes they're homeless. We ask them to get your medications over here, go over here to get a voucher for this, go down the street to see your doctor. Well, imagine if you bring all of those things in-house and you eliminate barriers for this group of individuals that can be hard to house and hard to care for in general. So That's why we're eliminating every barrier we can in the first of its kind model across the nation. There is no other campus this comprehensive serving people living with HIV anywhere in the United States. So it's a very innovative project. It's brought of a lot of attention to it because of what we're trying to do. And if I could just add on about this pharmacy piece and why it's so important. So first of all, medication adherence is incredibly important for a person living with HIV because we want them to get to what we call virally suppressed, which is there's so little virus in their blood, they cannot transmit HIV to other people, particularly through sex, breastfeeding, and so forth. So that's important for the forward transmission to end so we can actually put an end to HIV in our community, but also for their personal well-being. In terms of the pharmacy being on campus, It's important for Doorways and for our clients, but it's important for that whole North St. Louis community there in that Jeff Vanderloo area. We are in a pharmacy desert. The closest pharmacy closed about 6 months ago, and so there's not another pharmacy for 2 square miles of where we are situated in North St. Louis. So it's just important to bring that resource. I'm glad that Jacob and Boca made this commitment. It was a huge financial commitment for them to build out this pharmacy and to partner with us in this way. And they did that, and it's going to change the lives. It's going to be transformational for that area of North St. Louis. The campus has already done a lot of that if you drive down Jefferson Avenue, but this is transformational for this entire community.
Opal, I asked Jacob about the history of Boca. Doorways goes way back. I don't think people realize maybe that it goes back to the 80s. It started as hospice for those with HIV, did it not? How do you think you've had so much staying power through the years?
Well, I think, number one, we do good work. You know, this is a mission that's very important and near and dear to us. For many of us, it's our life's work. We know how critical it is to provide these services because there is no health care without housing. You know, you can have all of the medical interventions you want to treat a person with HIV or any other chronic illness, but if they're homeless and on the streets, you don't care when your medical appointment is. You don't care about your medication. You don't care about all of these other things. So the interfaith group of people that brought Doorways together in 1988, they knew that. At first, it was about hospice, providing a dignified place for people to die who were shunned by society and isolated. But then it was about we can't treat people. They can't get better as these medications became effective. We can't do that without the basics, what we call the social determinants of health, and housing is right in the center of that. It is the most key thing, and when you look at the indicators of wellness, it's that housing and stability that predict wellness beyond any other measure.
The pharmacy, as you mentioned, is very important to your clients, but will Boca Pharmacy, Jacob, be available to anyone in the neighborhood?
It's available to the whole community. That's part of what I loved about this project, is that when I drove over there for the first time just over 3 years ago, there's really nothing there. I mean, you could stand on that road and look around. There's nothing there. I mean, you have a few different houses, and it's something the whole community could use. I mean, we're going to take care of everybody that comes into that pharmacy like they've never been taken care of before. And that's what this community really needs, I think, in general.
It's 1101 North Jefferson. So that would be just north of Martin Luther King Drive.
That's correct. So when you think of where Jefferson and MLK is, we're across from the Gateway Schools there and right down the street from the NGA.
Which I just drove by the other day, and it is finished. I mean, they're just putting the finishing touches on the outside of it. It's unbelievable community.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations to both of you, and we hope it's a great success. I'm sure it will be. Jacob Jammern is the CEO of Boca Pharmacy Group, and Opal Jones is the president and CEO of Doorways. Congratulations, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com